explain exactly what Congress is hoping to do with this method of payment for the tax break bill.
Well, you may recall that we've had a digital transition for television, and as part of that, TV broadcasters were required to give up some of the upper UHF spectrum. That spectrum has been reallocated to a portion for commercial interests and a portion for public safety. So the FCC allocated 10 megahertz of that spectrum for a nationwide public safety broadband system. This system will, for the first time, enable first responders to have wireless communications at a level that's already enjoyed, quite frankly, by the general consumer public at a mission-critical level with units that are comparable in price to consumer units. So the tax bill reallocates an additional 10 megahertz of spectrum for this network. We need that. It's just critical for operations in a crisis. Plus, it provides $7 billion of funding for the system's construction. The $7 billion is actually going to be far short of what we need for construction, but it's planned that we would make up the difference from user fees and other types of grants. That money gets raised through a series of auctions that the FCC will have of spectrum through reverse auctions that broadcasters are able to give up some of their existing spectrum, as well as the auction of some existing federal spectrum up in higher bands.
So it sounds like they're going to auction off not the band used for public safety, but for other bands to help pay for the public safety.
That's correct. The band that's being reallocated to public safety is called the D block. The D block was previously going to be auctioned for a public and private partnership where it would generally be used by consumers for commercial applications, just another extension of what you use your smartphone for. But then when there was a crisis, the public safety community would use it as additional spectrum during that crisis. Unfortunately, it was not felt at the time that that spectrum was auctioned for that purpose that would be something that would work either for the commercial community or for public safety. So it was not bid upon. So the commission and Congress have been looking over the past couple of years since that auction was held about what to do Congress ultimately decided to make a direct allocation to public safety. So now that spectrum will not be auctioned. It will be given, if you will, to public safety as now we'll have a 20 megahertz complete national public safety broadband network.
We are speaking with Attorney Alan Tillis. He's chairman of the telecommunications practice at the law firm Shulman Roberts.
And the FCC has had problems with auctioning in the past, as we've alluded to. How can they improve their chances of making this successful this time?
Well, despite how one might feel about auctioning a public resource in general, for the most part, we can say that the FCC's auction has been successful, most of them in terms of producing revenue. So there are a series of different types of auction in this particular proceeding, the reverse auction that I mentioned before, as well as the auction of some federal spectrum. And that generally brings the biggest dollar to the Treasury when it is the biggest swath of spectrum as opposed to auctioning little pieces. So the FCC will probably make the effort to make sure that any of these subsequent auctions do auction the biggest contiguous pieces of spectrum that are possible.
So if I'm a broadcaster, what does it mean for me to do a reverse auction? Say I'm Channel 17 in Albuquerque and I have spectrum that I'm no longer using because I went digital and that spectrum is just sitting there. How does the process work?
That's a great question. Understand that what has to happen now is that the FCC has to conduct a rulemaking proceeding to actually implement the bill. And so a lot of those kind of questions will be figured out in the rulemaking process. But a reverse auction gives a licensee the ability to put up for auction their spectrum and hold that auction with a portion going to the government and a portion going to the licensee's pocket.
So what happens now? What's the timeline for all of this to happen?
The FCC will have to hold a notice and comment rulemaking proceeding, as I mentioned before, and in doing that, that process, particularly here where we have a lot of rules that have to be created for a very difficult relocation process, probably will be done in two phases. And it's likely that that would be something in the order of a year for the rulemaking to happen, and perhaps a portion of it can be concluded in a year. Other portions may be longer. Part of the auction that's going to happen is that the public safety community is going to have to return what we call the T-band that we've used in the 11 largest urban areas over the past 20-some years. The T-band is the 470 to 512 megahertz band, which is you would be familiar with as TV channels 14 through 20. We use that in the 11 largest urban areas where it would not interfere with broadcasters. What this bill includes is that in 9 years, public safety will have to return that spectrum to the commission. It will then be auctioned off, with the proceeds from that auction being used to move the public safety licensees to other spectrum. So that's a very long-term process, 9 years for that return to happen. So there's plenty of time there. The D-block rules will have to be written hopefully very soon so we can get that construction done. That's presently unoccupied spectrum. And now what NTIA has to do is to figure out what federal spectrum in the bands identified by Congress it is able to give up and start the process of relocating off of that spectrum, and that will then be auctioned. So this is something that's going to happen over a long period of time.
A lot of moving parts for something you can't see. Just to kind of wrap it all up, for many years, the dream of public safety and responders, including the federal government, has been this interoperable network. And, of course, the transition to digital television is something broadcasters have wanted. And the realizing of the most money is something that the civil federal government has wanted. Has Congress somehow backed into getting us on the track to realize all of those dreams that have been around so many years?
It's been so many years. This is a big anniversary for those that remember the Air Florida crash in D.C. And if you go all the way back to that and remember that we had D.C., Virginia, and Maryland first responders show up to that event, and they couldn't talk to each other. Going forward, we're going to be able to have a system where that can happen, along with some other things that have been done in the meantime, as well as have a broadband network where a fire chief can stand outside of a burning building and have the ability to pull up a schematic of the inside of that building and be able to tell his firefighters inside the building where to go. And there's just a whole host of those types of applications that consumers come to expect on their smartphones, but we've never been able to do in public safety.